1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A new report out today shows the economy surged forward from April to June. President Trump said again it's time for the Fed to lower interest rates, and there's a meeting today. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
The market is pricing in a near 100% chance that we see no change in interest rates today.
Trump said today he's imposing 25% tariffs on India and an extra penalty for buying oil from Russia. And he insists his August 1st deadline for other countries stands firm. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
President talking very tough on one of our major trading partners and hinting about what's to come with many other countries around the world in a couple of days.
The extreme heat continues its hold on much of the nation.
You're going to see real fuel numbers in Nashville at 107. Another triple-digit day, New York, Baltimore, Philly, down into D.C.
Meteorologist John Elliott, CBS News Brief. I'm Cammy McCormick.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. They revised the attendance numbers for the world's greatest aviation celebration. Lisa Hale has more.
The skies are quieter, but the excitement is still going on as attendance records for EAA Air Venture 2025 were updated this week. Over 704,000 visitors from 80 different countries visited the workshops, attractions, vendors, and air shows at Whitman Field and the EAA Museum. EAA Communications Director Dick Nepinski.
It's interesting to take a look and see why there's been so much growth. We have set a record attendance each of the past 4 years, and one has to think there are a variety of factors. The programming, we aim to do programming that would meet the expectations of those in individual areas.
Nepinski also thinks that the steady growth of the world's greatest aviation celebration can be credited to digital media.
We have been streaming a lot of our content the past few years, and instead of holding down the crowd and people watching it online, they see it and say, I have to witness this personally because it's bigger than I thought it was.
Allowing free attendance for children 18 and under also helps. EAA Air Venture 2026 will be July 20th through the 26th next year in Oshkosh.
Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to block the U.S. Department of Agriculture's demand for sensitive personal information on SNAP recipients. The multi-state coalition argues that the demand violates the Constitution and multiple federal privacy laws. The agency demanded information on all SNAP applicants, including their Social Security numbers and home addresses dating back 5 years. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
The Brewers go for the sweep.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs today in Milwaukee, where the Brewers beat them again last night, 9-3. Bottom of the sixth, one out. Andrew Vaughn picked up in that trade with the White Sox at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
First pitch, breaking ball.
Vaughn, with a career-high 6 runs batted in, says he's just feeding off the good vibe inside the Brewers clubhouse.
You know, special group here right now. We're playing really good baseball, and it's fun to be a part of, especially when the crowd's electric like that.
NFL, the Packers training camp continues in Green Bay. Another hot and humid session in pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd sidelined again, this time a groin injury suffered in Monday's practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy but comfortable today, with high temperatures only making it to the mid-70s. We've also got a northeast breeze and a small shot of showers or maybe a rumble of thunder this afternoon. Otherwise, areas of wildfire smoke with an air quality alert in effect statewide. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, our guest from A More Perfect Union talks about their billboard campaign, calling attention to how those budget cuts are just going to help those poor billionaires.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back. Zoran Mamdani is doing well. I mean, I'll get to that in just a minute. His polling numbers are just absolutely shocking and in a positive way. But, you know, he was born in Uganda, and his parents are of Indian ancestry, India, like the continent or subcontinent, not, you know, Native American. And the Republicans have been trying to attack him for, you know, back when he was, 17, 18 years old or something like that, in a college application, I think it was, or maybe in his citizenship application. It was some application for something. He had asked your ethnicity and all this, and he checked both African-American and Indian. Both African and Indian, because he was born in Africa. He was born in Uganda. I mean, what do you do, right? Elon Musk is African. He was born on the continent of Africa. He's South African, and he's a white guy. So anyway, the Republicans thought for a while that they could make hay out of that, and they were going to use that to attack Mamdani, and it just didn't work. People just shrugged it off. You know, the media explained it. You know, yeah, the Republicans are just, they got their heads up their backsides again. But now, as I said, he was born in Uganda, and so he went back to visit family and friends there. And he's returning to the United States today. And the concern is that ICE will stop him and demand to go through his phone or his computer or just harass him, or even possibly set him aside, put him in a detention facility, send him to Alligator Alcatraz, strip him of his citizenship, and deport him. Donald Trump has actually suggested that might be a good idea. So Mondami's people have reached out to, in fact, Andy Ogles, who was just one of the more offensive members of the Republican caucus in the House of Representatives, said, he needs to be deported. And the young Republicans he says, when you go become a naturalized citizen, this is one of the young Republican club members, the president, actually, Stefano Forte. He said, when you go and become a naturalized citizen, there's a box you have to tick that says you're not a communist. And if he said no, it was a lie based on who he is. He's a communist. He should be deported and denaturalized. Denaturalized being the big fancy word for stripped of your citizenship. So you've got the young Republicans all over this because he's a communist, you know. And you've got Republicans in the House of Representatives. He needs to be deported. And so Letitia James, the Attorney General for New York State, and Kathy Hochul, the Governor of New York State, have both reached out to ICE, or actually to Customs and Border Patrol. They're the ones who run the airport, you know, when you come in through the airport. To say, hey, if you're going to nail this guy, if you're going to hold him, if you're going to detain him, anything like that, we will be here to help him. So my guess is that Mamdani is just going to, you know, sail through customs and be back in New York City. He's a young guy, by the way, 33 years old. But here's the amazing stuff. This is the amazing news. There has been a lot of publicity about him. I mean, you know, there's been nationwide publicity. But I was in New York last weekend, to deal with the estate of my best friend who died of COVID. A reminder, by the way, my friend Jerry just died of COVID. It is still killing people. He was healthy. He was very healthy. In fact, he went to the gym regularly. He was more like, he was my age. He was a year or two older than me. But, he was a healthy guy in his 70s. And he didn't even know he had COVID. He thought he had a cold. And he just came home, laid down, and died because they did an autopsy. And sure enough, the COVID had caused blood clots in his body and produced sepsis. COVID's still a dangerous disease. So anyhow, I had to go back to New York to deal with that because I'm the executor of the estate, as I mentioned on Monday. And Mamdani is all over the news, right? It's just like you can't, you know, if you're in New York, and everybody's talking. So there's no secret who this guy is. There's no secret what his policies are. It's not a mystery to anybody that he's a democratic socialist. He calls himself that. He's not a communist, of course. Democratic socialism is a form of government where the government provides a strong social safety net, where the commons is expanded to include health care and education, basically. In democratic socialist countries, I mean, you know, we are one. We are a democratic socialist nation. If, you know, you can't call a country, you can't say a country is not democratic socialist if it has Social Security, if it has unemployment and benefits, if it has Medicare, if it has Medicaid. Now, clearly the Republicans are trying to destroy all this stuff, food stamps, Title IX housing, you know, housing subsidy support, all these are all democratic socialist programs. All of them. And Mondami just wants to do it the way that, you know, the other democratic socialist countries in the world do it, which is, hey, let's include health care and education. Let's make college free and let's do Medicare for all or some variation thereof. You know, like Canada has. Canada hasn't gone down in flames. Their billionaires aren't quite as rich as our billionaires. That's all. They pay a little more in taxes. So anyhow, this is who this guy is. Everybody knows it. Everybody in New York knows it. The Republicans know it. The Democrats know it. The socialists know it. The libertarians know it. So what do the polls say? I mean, you know, you could argue that the early polling, like before and even during the primary election, was skewed because people really didn't know who Zoran Mamdani was, that they just didn't know who he was. But you can't say that anymore. So Zenith Research and Public Progress Solutions did a poll running from July 16th to July 24th. So basically, you know, a week and a half ago, and they polled 1,453 New York residents, which is a large enough poll to be relatively accurate, to be, you know, plus or minus 2 or 3% at the most in terms of its accuracy. And what they found was absolutely mind-boggling, and I think this is a lesson for the Democratic Party. And I think Democrats need to be listening very carefully to this. Cuomo placed, you know, Andrew Cuomo, the former governor, is running. He placed second at 22%. Curtis Sliwa, the Republican nominee, placed third at 13%. Eric Adams, the current mayor, who is a corrupt, you know, now toady for Donald Trump, got only 7% support. But Mamdani, 51%. He's going to be the next mayor unless something big happens. If you cut it down to a four-way race without Cuomo, you take Cuomo out, Mamdani's support goes to 55%. In a four-way race without Adams, his backing goes up to 51%. Mamdani's level of support never dips below 50% in the poll. I'm telling you, these Democrats who think that the way to govern is to take money from AIPAC and to take, and by the way, Mamdani has criticized AIPAC and openly criticizes Netanyahu and his conduct of the slaughter in Gaza, the genocide in Gaza. These Democrats like Jared Golden and Josh Gottheimer and, you know, these so-called problem solvers, these Democrats who are basically in the pockets of special interests. They take a lot of money from big corporations and rich people and Israel or the Israel lobby. These guys, you know, they may be in very blue districts where they're going to get reelected no matter what, but I don't think they're doing themselves any favors. You're Democrats. Behave like Democrats. The Democratic Party needs to go back to its FDR roots. Franklin Delano Roosevelt came into office in March of 1933 when the country was in absolute shambles. It was the depth of the Republican Great Depression. A quarter of Americans were unemployed. The leading cause of death for seniors in the United States was twofold, hunger and hypothermia. Old people were dying. Young people were dying. Children were working in factories. You could get shot if you tried to form a union. There were no pensions of any kind. Unions were essentially illegal for all practical purposes. People who tried to start unions were being murdered. People who wanted to join unions were being beaten up. And Franklin Roosevelt came in and said, screw that, we're going to turn America into a democratic socialist country. And he did. He passed the Wagner Act, which gave people the right to unionize. He passed the Minimum Wage Act, which established a national minimum wage. He passed workplace safety legislation. He passed the 8-hour day, the 40-hour week. He passed rules on overtime. He passed Social Security, so everybody got a pension. He didn't pass Medicare and Medicaid. That came with LBJ, but he tried. He actually proposed single-payer health care. It didn't pass. But he basically turned, this was a major change for America. In the census of 1900, 30 years earlier, only 8 or 9% of Americans were what today you would call middle class. And that number was probably actually lower than that. Most people cite 10%, but I'm guessing it was even lower than that in 1933 because of the Republican Great Depression. So Democrats today really need to be looking at FDR and LBJ without the Vietnam War part. And these guys transform, you know, LBJ gave us the Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act, Title IX, food stamps, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security disability insurance. I mean, all kinds of democratic socialist programs. And here's, you know, Zoran Mondami, someday I'll learn how to pronounce his name right, out there saying, I just want to do more of that. I want to do what FDR did. I want to do what LBJ did. And of course, the media is going nuts. The Republicans are going, oh, he's a communist. No, he's not. He's in the finest tradition of the Democratic Party. And I'm telling you, the Democrats who are embracing Bernie and AOC and Zoran and all these other democratic socialists, they're going to do really well. They are going to carry the day if they can keep their message consistent and pure. Because this is what the American people want. It's just that simple.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It is time for the Democratic Party to wake the hell up. We'll be right back. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
More from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Starting this Saturday and Sunday, it is the 19th annual South Beach Up North, Wausau's Chamber Music Festival, featuring outstanding chamber music performed by area students and also professionals from around the country. On Saturday at 6 p.m., it's the South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival at First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau. The show is Mozart on the Move, featuring a student string quartet. And then on Sunday at 2 p.m., the show will be at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. This time, the production will be from Spain and Cuba, Arriaga and Orbon string quartets. Each summer, Wausau native Michael Andrews returns from South Florida to bring wonderful chamber music to our community for free. Yes, free admission to these shows. Join us this Saturday at First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau at 6 p.m. and on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival, proudly supported by 98.9 WXCO.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity in your home is the target. And so here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial with $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24-7 monitoring your title, urgent alerts of any changes, and if fraud does happen, they will spend up to $1 million to fix it for you. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
Than a banker's heart in a paradox.
The clerk just shrugged and said, they're stuck in Guangzhou. But we've got $10 toothpicks, if that helps you though. We got the toilet tantrum blues. Trump's got the world confused. He slapped a tax on everything from steel to baby shoes. The ports are crying, shelves are drying, the prices through the roof. We're paying more for less and less. Economics gone poof. Shipping containers rolling.
25 minutes past the hour. This is our geeky science for the day. This is an astonishing study. It starts out with the story of Tammy Maeda, who was in her late 50s and was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, early stage Alzheimer's. And she was constantly losing her car keys, her glasses, her purse disappeared multiple times a day. She couldn't remember when she was reading a novel who the characters were. Groceries got left in the garage. Keeping the family's books for the business became impossible. So she enrolled in this study, this randomized 20-week clinical trial. And at the end of it, not only was she able to read and recall novels and correctly balance spreadsheets, her cognition improved. She wasn't losing her keys anymore. But a blood test even found that levels of amyloid, you know, that plaque in your brain that's the hallmark of Alzheimer's, had retreated, had gone away. She's now 68 years old, and it's been almost a decade. She says, I'm coming back. It's really good, an older, better version of me. What did she do? This was 40 weeks, ultimately. The original clinical trial was 20. She went 40 weeks on this thing. It was a vegan diet, a rigorous vegan diet, combined with daily aerobic exercise, stress reduction and meditation, and the following supplements. She took omega-3 fatty acids, in other words, fish oil, curcumin, turmeric, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, vitamin C, B12, magnesium, a probiotic, and lion's mane mushroom. And then to ensure that a vegan diet was followed, all of her meals and snacks were delivered to their home. No sugar, no alcohol, no refined carbs. Protein and fat only made up 18% of the diet. The people in the control group continued to deteriorate. Virtually everybody in the actual study who did the diet and the supplements and the exercise, virtually all of them saw their Alzheimer's symptoms reversed. This is amazing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
The article's over on CNN's website. It's titled First on CNN, Fighting Early Stage Alzheimer with Intensive Lifestyle Changes Works Study Finds. Check it out. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the Wellness Company, changing healthcare, starting with the Medical Emergency Kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over 1 million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Lisa White, one of the Democratic candidates in the 17th State Senate District, for this installment of Broad Appeal next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. They revised the attendance numbers for the world's greatest aviation celebration. Lisa Hale has more.
The skies are quieter, but the excitement is still going on as attendance records for EAA Air Venture 2025 were updated this week. Over 704,000 visitors from 80 different countries visited the workshops, attractions, vendors, and air shows at Whitman Field and the EAA Museum. EAA Communications Director Dick Nepinski.
It's interesting to take a look and see why there's been so much growth. We have set a record attendance each of the past 4 years, and one has to think there are a variety of factors. The programming, we aim to do programming that would meet the expectations of those in individual areas.
Nepinski also thinks that the steady growth of the world's greatest aviation celebration can be credited to digital media.
We have been streaming a lot of our content the past few years, and instead of holding down the crowd and people watching it online, they see it and say, I have to witness this personally because it's bigger than I thought it was.
Allowing free attendance for children 18 and under also helps. EAA Air Venture 2026 will be July 20th through the 26th next year in Oshkosh.
Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to block the U.S. Department of Agriculture's demand for sensitive personal information on SNAP recipients. The multi-state coalition argues that the demand violates the Constitution and multiple federal privacy laws. The agency demanded information on all SNAP applicants, including their Social Security numbers and home addresses dating back 5 years. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Mostly cloudy but comfortable today, with high temperatures only making it to the mid-70s. We've also got a northeast breeze and a small shot of showers or maybe a rumble of thunder this afternoon. Otherwise, areas of wildfire smoke with an air quality alert in effect statewide. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a law review will be here as we continue to break down the Epstein story and all things sports with Paul Noonan.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, hey?
Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. It's made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. And Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Just ask Louise. She swears by it. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and free shipping on this extraordinary, it's just great stuff. It really works. Vibrance.com/Tom.
We used to share maple and trust across the line. Now you're eyeing us like Alaska in 59. Mark Carney stepped up with a banker's grin. No trade deals with fascists, we won't let you win. He warned the crowd with a voice so clear. America wants our forests, our water, our beer. Guess being neighbors ain't the same when your buddy's full of hate in your. Carney had no resume in Parliament.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. We got last night woken up to a tsunami warning. Well, I guess, you know, woken up if you go to bed at 8 o'clock like I do. I think it was around 11 o'clock it was supposed to hit. And it was one of those kind of anticlimactic moments, but a big earthquake way over off the coast of China. But thankfully, you know, knock wood, all is well here, and it doesn't seem to have done an enormous amount of damage. So just FYI. Lewis in Branson, Missouri. Hey, Lewis, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was wondering about who the power behind all what's going on right now. And I think everybody's missing the point that it's Peter Thiel. He gave J.D. Vance $40 million for a Senate race. Also, back in the day, Obama gave him his administration, he didn't personally, but administration gave him a $41 million contract to monitor the border.
You're talking Palantir?
And that was updated. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, Peter Thiel's surveillance company.
Yeah. Right. So they were also updated to a $91 million contract under Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's going on with, you have to understand what's going on with Trump with his health problems. He's going to be overlapped by J.D. Vance, and the power behind all this is Peter Thiel.
Yeah, it seems also, in some ways that Peter Thiel is eclipsing Charles Koch as the kind of oligarch's oligarch, you know?
Mm-hmm. Also, the fact that Stephen Miller bought stock in that company.
Hmm.
And
in Palantir?
Yes.
Huh.
And ICE is benefiting from that company's intelligence gathering. Mm. They now have a, they're gathering up information on who's coming into the country and what their affiliation with gangs and everything. So they know where these people are, where the aliens, you know, the Mexicans or, you know, Venezuelans or the supposed gang members are. Mm. That's why they're going to house. They know they have the address of all these people.
Sure.
It's not, it's
well,
it's,
an awful lot of these people are also here legally. They came and they applied for asylum and they are accepted and they have court dates and they're doing the right thing and they show up in court and they get arrested. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
And Yeah, I've been here since I was been here since 49. I was I got my naturalization papers in 62 when I turned 16. That was the law back then. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid to go out on the highway because the highway department, you know, in some states are calling up, pulling over people, profiling immigrants or brown people, and they're calling ICE.
You're not a white guy?
Americans, yes.
You are or you are not?
Oh, no, no, I'm Mexican. I was born in Guadalajara, Jalisco.
Okay, so that's then you have a legitimate concern because they are clearly racially profiling people.
Yeah, and then they're talking about taking away naturalization papers and throwing me, you know, possibly throwing me in jail for something. I mean, I'm a veteran.
Incredible. Isn't it amazing that it's come to this in 6 months?
Yes. In 6 months, this whole thing is just, you know, falling apart.
Yeah. 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 I get it. Lewis, thank you for sharing your story and you know, raising all these very important points. And nice to hear from you. I wish you the very best and stay safe, my friend.
Oh, I'm trying. I appreciate this. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Good talking to you. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
What are you, hey, Tom,
perhaps more important, since you're an old intelligence guy who speaks and reads Russian,
Just a couple of items. You know, according to the Austrian foreign minister, right, Austria is considering abandoning its decades-old policy of neutrality and joining NATO. You know, 1955, Austria signed a treaty with the UK, US, France, and the Soviet Union to maintain neutrality in exchange for the end of the joint occupation. So I guess Austria is wising up like Sweden and Finland, which had, you know, decades and centuries old policies of neutrality, you know, because of the Russian threat, decided they better join NATO.
I didn't know that Austria, you know, I knew about Switzerland. You know, they've famously been neutral in everything forever. But I didn't realize Austria had taken that vow. That's interesting.
Yeah, since 1955, you know, from 45 to 55, there was a joint occupation of Austria, you know, the major victors of World War II, and Austria pledged neutrality to end that joint occupation.
Right. They've got quite another movement going on in Austria right now, too, and there's a lot of suspicion that it's being fueled by Russian trolls and social media.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. But another item, according to the Russian press, you know, Germany is going to purchase some U.S. F-35A stealth fighters that are capable of deploying tactical nukes, and Russia is threatening all sorts of consequences if the Germans do this.
Now, I understand that many of the European countries, many of the NATO countries, have been reconsidering their purchase of American weaponry because apparently we put kill switches in them so that if we don't like what they're doing, we can stop them. And they're afraid that if NATO goes to war with Russia, that Trump will disable the F-35s that they have. And so they're instead moving to, Saab, to Swiss or French Mirage jets, things like that.
Or whatever, according to that, you know, trade deal that Trump just signed with the EU. The EU is pledged to purchase about, you know, several hundred billion euros worth of U.S. military equipment.
Right. But, you know, you'll recall, so, George,
I'll have to check into that. I've heard that, you know, the story about the kill switch, and I haven't been able to determine whether that's just a rumor or whether that's true.
Yeah. And with regard to the EU deal, first of all, to the best of my knowledge, nothing is yet in writing. So, you know, the devil's always in the details, just like with all of his so-called trade deals. But secondly, during his first term, he cut a deal with China where China promised to buy a whole bunch of U.S. agricultural products in exchange for, you know, reducing tariffs. Trump reduced the tariffs. China never bought the products. They never did. And Trump just lost interest.
They're supposedly going to buy some a lot of Boeing aircraft, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll have to see how this pans out, whether it's all mirage or actually going to happen.
I think it's all smoke and mirrors. I really do. I think Trump just wants the headline, and once he's got the headline, he doesn't care, and he's off to something else.
Yeah, it figures, in a few days it'll pay, the next headline will come along.
Yep. And right now he's desperately trying to get Jeffrey Epstein off the headlines. So,
get that off the front page.
Yeah, there you go. Good luck with that, George. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Keep up the good work, Tom, and enjoy talking to you.
Always enjoy your calls, George. Thank you so much, and great to hear from you. It is 45. Thank you. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your phone calls in just a minute. Stick around. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your call. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The federal Eighth Circuit Court appears intent to block redistricting and voting rights cases by individuals and advocacy groups. July 29th, the Eighth Circuit issued another finding that individuals and groups can't sue using the Voting Rights Act. This is the third such negative ruling on the private right of action, but for the moment, it still only applies to the seven states in the Eighth Circuit: Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. In a 2023 Arkansas case, an Eighth Circuit panel ignored decades of settled law and found that the Arkansas Conference of the NAACP and the voters it represented did not have standing to bring a complaint under the VRA Section 2. Instead, it gave the U.S. Justice Department the sole authority to bring Voting Rights Act complaints. Legal scholars deemed it a fringe ruling because historically, 90% of voting rights cases are brought by individuals and advocacy groups. The July 29th decision involved a challenge by an Arkansas group which assists new citizens with voting. An Arkansas voter suppression law barred the group from helping more than six citizens, though the Voting Rights Act, Section 208, allows such assistance. If appealed, it's unclear whether the U.S. Supreme Court will stand on precedent or back the Eighth Circuit's crusade against voting rights. We've linked to the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Diaz.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find the story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, but right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to FFRF.us, FFRF, like Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.us/school, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
We crossed the sea.
Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, and we're picking up your calls here. Denise in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Hey, Denise, what's up?
Yes, Mr. Hartman. I just had a, one thing I wanted to, I disagree with you on Senator Tillis of North Carolina.
On Tom Tillis, okay.
Yeah, I think he's a one-trick pony. I mean, 100% of the time he goes for whatever Trump wanted.
Yeah, I agree.
And this one time that he decided to get some heart, you know, but he voted against this big, beautiful bill. And I think because he knew that Ray Cooper was coming in, the rumors, and he the last time he only won like 1%. So I think he read the tea leaves, and he made that decision not to run again. But those decisions.
Denise, forgive the interruption, but I want to understand what you're saying. Are you saying that you think that Tom Tillis dropped out not because he was going to vote against Trump and against this big bill, but because he was pretty sure that he couldn't beat Roy Cooper? So what the hell? Let's just get out of Dodge right now. You know, reputation intact, and get $1 million a year job as a lobbyist.
I think that had 90% of his decision.
That makes a lot of sense.
I really do. And like this vote for this federal judge, he voted for him. He voted if he was so against Trump, why would he not vote against his conscience? He's noticed this gentleman is horrible, horrible for the American people. So why would he, you know, if he was out and I'm going to do the right thing, why would you vote for him?
But yeah, he's feathering his nest.
He went right on party. And the Secretary of State vote. North Carolina has all the military bases in it. And the naval base is 50 miles from the eastern North Carolina. He knew this gentleman was horrible for the military.
Mm.
He voted for it. So I think he's just right. I think he's just a one trick pony.
Yeah. Okay.
But I do have another question.
Uh-huh.
Sir, this reduction of the Department of Labor is planning on reducing for the home health industry. I don't understand that. Why would they do that when there's so much need there? There's so much need. And then they're going to cut out the overtime. So if you're making, let's say, $15 an hour, and now you're going to go back to let's say, $8, that's going to destroy the industry. Destroy it. So I don't understand. What's the point? I really don't get that. Is it evilness or I don't understand.
I think that's probably part of it, Denise. These guys, they have this knee-jerk reaction to any kind of regulation. And so, you know, agencies like the Labor Department that oversee, you know, folks like the home healthcare industry, they just want to, you know, they believe that raw, naked capitalism, you know, without any oversight and is always going to be the best way because they're greedy capitalists. And what's bizarre, to your point, is that if wages start dropping because of a lack of regulation, historically what's happened is when wages drop, who fills those jobs? Immigrants. But there aren't going to be any immigrants anymore. So what's going to happen? You're going to have massive shortages, or they're going to have to start paying better, or both. So we'll see. We'll see. But not holding my breath for this administration to do the right thing on any account. Denise, thank you. Thanks. And thanks for your thoughts on Tom Tillis. I think you're absolutely right. Appreciate the call.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah, good talking with you. Thank you. Harvey in Joliet, Illinois. Hey, Harvey, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I think I have something that everyone is missing in regard to Pam Bondi.
Okay.
And, you are the top cop of the nation, correct?
She is now, and she was in Florida during the years that Jeffrey Epstein was doing his dirty deeds. And she was bragging about busting child predators and did bust a bunch of them, but she never went once near Epstein. All of this subsequent to Trump sending her a big check. Yeah.
Okay. This is what I think everyone is missing. You are the top cop. You view incredibly vivid, extraordinary, insane evidence. You have these people ID'd on video, audio, pictures, and you even have correspondence. You know who they are, yet you don't go after them. As a cop, you see a crime being committed, and you don't go after it. That's immoral.
It's called malfeasance.
For you to have this information, you have this information, yet because of who they may be or their status, you won't go after them. Now, if these same people were your clergy, your neighbor, your uncle, whatever, we'd want to go out and destroy them. This seems to be the equivalent of harboring a fugitive only times 10.
I'm with you, Harvey. There's no doubt in my mind Pam Bondi has been engaged in, if not a cover-up, at least a look the other way ever since her days as AG in Florida after Trump wrote her that big check to her and suddenly she dropped the investigation into Trump University and the fraud there. And then never again looked at Jeffrey Epstein. There's something stumped and stinky there. Harvey, thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. Keep in mind, Donald Trump was only elected by 26% of eligible voters. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah, it's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I
sit in the front seat? Just this one time? Please, please, please?
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. As expected, the Federal Reserve today left interest rates unchanged. Business reporter Jason Brooks.
The decision, however, unlike recent ones this year, was not unanimous, with Fed members Michelle Bowman and Christopher Waller each voting in favor of a quarter point cut. Wall Street is pricing in a quarter point cut for September and another one in December.
President Trump just ahead of the Fed's announcement.
A lot of money coming in, and we have no inflation, and we're very strong. And we should be lowering the rates.
He has repeatedly criticized the Fed chair for not doing so. CBS's Jill Schlesinger with more on what it means for Americans.
Savers will be happy. They'll be able to collect more interest on savings and money market accounts as well as CDs. For those who want to do a little bit of work, you can find rates of around 3.5% or 4% if you look online.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 54. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.